Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Sharon W. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book and we are on page XXVI, the second paragraph, the physician who, at our request, and ending with, which leaves out this physical factor is incomplete. We are reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Mary P., the 12 steps, Lisa L., the 12 traditions, and the readers of the text are Kara L., Barbara W., and Penny L.C. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Kelly R., and followed by announcements with Robin P. The share ID for Tuesday, March 29th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,751. That is 18751. And for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the share ID is 18,754. That is 18754. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Sharon. Thank you. This is Mary P. from Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening, as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service this month, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for your service. I will now ask Lisa L. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. This is Lisa L. in Ohio, the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supported, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXVI, the second paragraph, beginning the physician who at our request, and ending with, which leaves out this physical factor, is incomplete. I'll now ask Kara L. to begin reading for us.
Good morning. Thank you, Sharon. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. The physician, who at our request gave us this letter, has been kind enough to enlarge upon his views in another statement which follows. In this statement, he confirms that we who have suffered alcoholic torture must believe that the body of the alcoholic is quite as abnormal as his mind. It did not satisfy us to be told that we could not control our drinking just because we were maladjusted to life, that we were in full flight from reality, or outright mental defectives. These things were true to some extent, in fact, to considerable extent with some of us. But we are sure that our bodies were sickened as well. In our belief, any picture of the alcoholic which leaves out the physical factor is incomplete. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from California. Wow, we're getting into the weeds of it now, right? This paragraph, as I was reading it, there was that moment of, you know, my whole life being told, just eat less, exercise more. You can do it with that. Why can't you do that? Why can everybody else do this? And to know that just that relief, it's like a huge weight from my shoulders that I might have something wrong with me physically. There might be a reason why, you know, when I start eating a certain food, I cannot stop. When I think that something is a good idea, when it's not, you know, that sense of relief, you know, and later just to be told that, you know, you're not alone. There are others, there are other fellows, and there's a higher power that's going to help you through this. And there were items that I, in my diet, that I thought could never leave. And today I can say that I'm entirely abstinent. And today I'm joyfully, happily. I used to hear those words when people would say that, and I was like, no way. They don't need it because they can't. No, today I know that when I work this program and I'm entirely abstinent from the foods, the physical allergy being set off, I'm so much more at peace. My higher power has me, and all I have to do is open the door and ask for help with the things I cannot do myself. And just that power of knowing that I don't have to figure it out, that there is a reason and that there is help, gives me hope every single morning. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you so much. I will now take a list of those that would like to share. And I ask that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I will have everyone press star one to unmute, and I'm going to try to take your first name and initial of your last name one at a time. And if you can say where you're calling from, that would be great as well. And I am ready.
Marie M.B., Texas.
Veronica B., L.A.
Teresa M.
Who is from L.A.?
Veronica B.
Veronica B.
Carrie G., Colorado.
Sam from New York, M.B.
Teresa M. from North Carolina.
Bruce in Florida.
Patricia R. from Washington.
Great. Let's start there. I have Marie M.B. from Texas, Veronica B., Carrie G., Anne B., Teresa M., and Bruce, I need that last initial, and Patricia R. Go ahead, Marie. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Grateful for all of you. This paragraph, it's interesting because I'm coming up on a year since I returned to OA. After a seven-year hiatus, or whatever you may call it, but when I came back to OA, I immediately started working with a sponsor, and this was in March. And one of the things that the sponsor left out was the physical component of the disease. And so I worked the steps as hard as I could, did everything I was told, but I noticed I just could not get peace around the food, and I was still using my trigger foods in smaller amounts, but really not facing the physical issue at hand. And what I came to find out later, and I stumbled on Vision, I guess, in August, by the grace of God, that I had left out the physical component, and without it, I could not have peace. It's just what we who have suffered alcoholic torture must believe, that the body of the alcoholic is as abnormal as the mind. I have been trying to defeat this since I was probably 9 years old. And, man, I am stubborn. But through the grace of God and this program, you know, I'm someone who loves to achieve things, likes to be independent, likes to figure things out. This brought me to my knees. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out why working the steps wasn't doing it, and it was because I had totally missed the physical component. This last sentence says it all. Any picture of the alcoholic which leaves out the physical factor is incomplete. And I can tell you, for the months that I struggled, even though I worked the program as just as complete as I could without this physical component, I did not have abstinence. I did not have the promises that I was so desperately seeking. The answers are here. I was willing to put down my foods that were causing me issues. I had to come to the realization that, you know, I already knew it, but I just really needed to bring it forward, that this is my body, this is how it works. I don't understand the mechanics. I don't need to understand. I just know that this is how my body functions. And through the grace of God, I have a higher power, I have a community, I have steps I can follow that will give me
gentle reminder
around food. And I pray the same for all of you. This is a very important paragraph, a very important chapter to me. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you for sharing. So next up, we've got Veronica B., and then followed by Carrie G. And just, if you can tell us where you're calling from, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Veronica, compulsive overeater from L.A. This mentions, this is me. This was my experience. I experienced and suffered the alcoholic torture. For me, it was the compulsive eating torture. And I believe I was born with this disease because as a young child, I used food to feel better. I used food for an effect. Food always filled that God-sized hole that I have inside. And when I discovered bulimia, I thought I had found my solution to my problems. I could eat whatever I wanted and then get rid of it. And I would eat very high-calorie foods. And I remember I would wake up and I would say to myself, okay, today I'm not going to eat and throw up. Today I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then I would take like that extra bite that would lead me to want to like throw up. You know, it was like the minute I felt full, like I wanted to go get rid of it. And then like I was off to the races. Like once I ate that food item that I wanted more of it, like, you know, something would happen to me physically. And this is what the paragraph is talking about. It's talking about, like, if you are a compulsive overeater, you know, you have this aspect of the physical component where, for me, like, when I eat certain foods, like, I want more of them because they do something for me. You know, they alter my perception for a little bit. You know, or I think it's going to make me feel better, you know. And so once I have to get rid of this physical component, like I had to recognize my alcoholic food ingredients, and then I had to a meal at a time, abstain from it. And so that way I can clear away the fog that was in my head, because that blocked me from feeling any kind of connection to my higher power. It blocked me. So these steps work. This program works. And I have food neutrality today. I don't even think about the foods that I used to long for. And if I'm having a food thought, I better, you know, do a 10 step. And I know something's off spiritually when I start to have food thoughts. So this program works. And thank you guys for being here. Have a great day.
Thank you, Veronica. Next, we have Carrie G, followed by Ann B.
Hi, thank you so much for your service. This is Carrie G in Colorado, compulsive overeater. So grateful for this program and my fellows. What the directions of the big book mean to me in this paragraph, what came to me was this idea that I have to be willing to go to any lengths to understand this vicious cycle, this twofold nature, the body and the mind. And I just you know, I have to believe that my dark past is the greatest gift, that I can avert death and misery for others when I'm clean and clear of the food. And this chapter, and I really, my heart is super open to speaking to the newcomer about this chapter. I've heard it said in program that you could read this chapter every day for 30 days straight and still feel like this heart softening, this new awareness of what it really means to have this body and the mind. Like, how is my mind showing up daily? My thinking, how is my thinking abnormal? And thank you, God, I've been awake and aware and alert to this twofold nature, so that I can stay connected to the solution. That it doesn't, food is never the solution. I'm always going to go back to the food because my body is sickened as well. I have to stay clean and clear of those foods. And for me, I just remember being suggested, read this chapter with a recovered person, and I had to be willing to go to any lengths. I set it up on a day where I was going to be on a boat with my family. I brought my big book with me during the day, and the time the call was coming up. I was like, drop me off at the shore, everybody. And literally, like, from bridge to shore, on a windy day, I'm sitting there reading the doctor's opinion, and my pages are I have one page that's going to fly away, but I'm so intent on understanding this twofold nature. How is this affecting me? So to the newcomer, be willing to call a recovered person, even if you're not being sponsored and going through the steps. You can read this chapter with a recovered person and begin to get that awakening in your heart. It's not a moral issue. And so thank you, God, for this program. Thank you, God, for a vision for you. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for your share. Next, we have Ann B., followed by Teresa M. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, everyone. Hi, my name is Anne. I'm from New York. I'm so grateful for the line and for everybody's service to be here today. I'm in the food right now, and I'm just praying for willingness. I can list some excuses on why I'm in the food. This brother in hospice and a lot of other triggering things going on, but I have enough program to know that there's never an excuse, that food is never going to be the answer. It's working, this program. So just wanted to hop on the line. I am a teacher and I'm in between classes, but I just wanted to get a little bit of program, and I'm praying for willingness. And I'm stuck in food hell. It's so tempting, and it's an immediate release right at that moment. Okay, I could distract myself for just a few seconds, and then I list all the reasons why I need to comfort myself right now, and it's just all a lie. And then afterwards, I just feel way worse and depressed because I get depressed from it. So thank you, everyone, for listening to me today. Unfortunately, I do have to go back. I have a class starting in a few minutes, but I will be back on. If I could just give my number in case anyone has time, it's 631-960-5112. That's 631-960-5112. Thank you for all of you. So grateful. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye. I pass.
Thank you, Anne. Next, we have Teresa M., followed by Bruce.
Hi, this is Teresa M. I'm from North Carolina. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and binger. Reading this paragraph was the moment for me that I realized that I wasn't this crazy person that is out there all by myself. I genuinely thought that if I could just be better, if I could act better, if I was not a liar, I thought there was something morally wrong with me. And I thought that since I was like 12, because I've been doing this forever. But all this time, I've been judging myself, and then reading this, it let me know that, first of all, there's other people out there that feel these things. That was huge for me. I never knew that there were other people out there doing this. And then secondly, that there is something physically wrong within my brain, within my body, that makes me crave. Before that, I really thought that if I was just a better person, and then I had given up, why be a better person? Why keep trying? I gave away all of my smaller clothing several years ago because I knew I was never going to get there. I had just given up and decided this is who I am. And now here I am. And it was that paragraph right there that made me realize that I could do this because other people do it. And I knew I could. So when I tell a sponsee, when they ask me, you know, how did you do this? It just happened. It wasn't even, I mean, I went through the steps and it just all started to fall together once I realized that it wasn't a moral issue, that it was a physical issue. And God showed me that through this paragraph and through my sponsor. Anyway, I'm grateful to be recovered and thank you for this meeting. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you for sharing, Teresa. Next, we have Bruce, followed by Patricia R. Bruce, if you can tell us your last initial, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Bruce E. as in easy. Bruce E. in Southwest Florida, down in Fort Myers, Florida area. Thank you, everybody on the line. And yeah, I see the torture part of it's in there. I've been through some torture quite a bit. And that's what got me into this program, really. If I hadn't been through the torture, I wouldn't have got here. But anyway, the body of the alcoholic is quite as abnormal as the mind. You know, I always thought, you know, many years I'm thinking that. And yeah, it's the mind, it's the mind. If I get my mind right, you know, everything else will go good. But here, this is, I understand this to be called the double whammy, you know, the body and the mind. And as long as I had my body all full of sugar, carbs, alcoholic substances, and all that junk, sugar-free stuff, sugar-free this, sugar-free that, all that kind of junk, as long as I had my body full of that, man, I was never going to get well, you know. I had to put all that down because my body was just as sick as my mind. So as long as I put those substances in my body, I'm going to stay sick. I have to put those down. I had to put those down. And so the double whammy, the body and the mind. So now once I put them down, I'm not going to get well real quick. You know, in other words, it's going to take a while before all those substances clear through my body, right? And I start getting better. So once I put those down, and my body gets clear, then I can start working on my mind. I know it says later on in either this chapter or another chapter that the problem really is in the mind, but first I have to deal with the body. I have to get rid of those. I have to put those substances down in order to get the body well so that I can start working on the mind. And it takes a while. You know, it takes a little while. I think the body gets well, though. I think right now, you know, I haven't used any addictive substances, so my body's pretty well. So I'm working on my mind. I'm recovered now. That's awesome. And feel a real peace about myself and about things. And doing real well today. I know I don't have to go back to the binging today and the compulsive eating. I know I can stay sober and abstinent today. I know my body's healthy now. And working on the mind, always working on the mind. Every day I'm working on the mind. But I can't go back to those addictive substances or my body's going to get sick again. Then it's going to make my mind all the sicker, you know. So body just as sick as the mind. That's for true as long as I'm using those addictive substances. And
gentle reminder.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you, Bruce E. Next, we have Patricia R. And then I will take another lineup. Go ahead, Patricia, unmute. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Patricia R. from Washington State, and I am a compulsive overeater. When I came into this program, it was because I was binging every night, and my weight was piling on and piling on, and I felt like I had no control in my life, and that somehow I was deficient in not having that control. So before I started, or when I first contacted my sponsor, which was within a few days after I started OA, she asked me my red foods and said that I needed to be abstinent at least 2 days from the red foods before we started the doctor's opinion. And I'm so glad that she made that suggestion, because by the time we got to the doctor's opinion, I was in full-on withdrawal, physical withdrawal from my foods. And I began right away to understand that this craving was a physical thing, not just my mind being out of control, but that it was a physical thing. And that was such a comfort, to be able to know that what was happening to me was normal and natural. And I talked to other OA members at that time who comforted me in, you know, this withdrawal, which was surprisingly severe for a few days. To know that by putting down those foods, I could make a big step in getting well was just a revelation to me. Huge. And I can say that now I don't have those cravings for those foods. I can see them, I can smell them, and nothing happens. And that is a miracle to me. And I haven't binged in over 100 days. A miracle. I am so grateful that there is an understanding in this program that allows you to get rid of the shame and get rid of the feeling that you are out of control, and instead turn it over to a higher power who helps all the time. So thank you so much. I wanted to say too that I just had some blood tests yesterday, and they are excellent, better than they've been in years. So there is a physical reason to do this. My inflammation levels are way down. My pain is way down.
Gentle
and
reminder.
So those are the rewards. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Patricia. I'll now take another list of those that would like to share, and we just ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share, and that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are reading what the directions in the big book mean to us. Okay, I'm ready. Elaine, your initial, please.
C.
Elaine C. And then I heard a male voice.
Larry G.
Larry G. Okay.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Chaya P.
Chaya P. I think we'll stop there for now, and if we have time, I can always take another name. Okay, Elaine C., and please tell us where you're calling from. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is Elaine C. from Michigan. Grateful abstaining for today. The word torture really stuck out to me. When I looked it up, one of the definitions says anguish of body and mind. And it reminds me of 3 years ago, I had a knee replacement. But before that, when I went in to get shot, the doctor point blank said she wouldn't operate on me because of my weight. And of course, instant tears. And I had to explain all of the things I've done through the years to try to get the weight off, but it came off and it went back on. But luckily, I did lose enough that I could get a knee replacement. But some of my tortures, I got stuck in a ride at Cedar Point, and one of the workers had to come and help me out. I couldn't walk a long way, going on trips, out of breath. I hated myself. I was a clown on the outside, good about telling jokes, but inside I was miserable. Clothes that didn't fit. I'd lose weight, I'd buy new clothes, and then they'd get stuck in the closet because I gained weight. I've been in vision for 2 years, and I'm a walking miracle. I have lost 65 pounds. I listen to the meetings every single day, at least one of them, or both of them, special editions, outreach calls. I do service. I'm a sponsor. And my life is now, one of the words in that paragraph is satisfy. And the food will not satisfy that hole in my heart that's only filled with the God of my understanding. And I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Next up, we have Larry G, followed by Kathleen O. Go ahead, Larry.
My name is Larry G. I'm from California, and thank you all for giving service. Wow. I'm on this call Monday through Friday. Been coming for almost 2 years, and I cannot tell you in words how grateful I am for a vision for you. When we started going to steps with my vision sponsor, we studied the doctor's opinion. That's where we started. And I've read the doctor's opinion hundreds of times in Alcoholics Anonymous, but never in OA. And the one thing I've done differently is I've approached OA with beginner's eyes. And I've read the doctor's opinion through overeaters or compulsive overeater eyes. And I can't tell you, when I was studying that, there was not a paragraph that I was not sobbing, because I finally saw the problem, that I am bodily and mentally different from my fellows who are normal eaters. Because I never saw myself as having a brain disorder when it came to food. I knew that I had an allergy, but not a brain disorder in terms of the queer mental twist that the big book talks about. And that has saved me in the last 2 years. I don't have a defense anymore. It was like I was hit over the head with a cosmic 2x4. The universe hit me over the head with a cosmic 2x4. I have a defense. I can go out now. You guys have screwed my eating up. I could go out and I could relapse, but I know in my heart and my soul and my mind that I take that first bite. And that first bite, this is what I've learned, right? Because I was in OA for 26 years before I came to Vision for You. And what I've learned is that queer mental twist, that obsession of the mind precedes the first compulsive bite. I never made that connection until I read and studied the doctor's opinion. I am so grateful for Vision for You. I don't even want to say it saved my life. What I want to say is it gave me a life worth living. And I will forever be grateful. This is truly the last house on the street for me. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. Next, we have Kathleen O, followed by Chaya P.
Good morning. It's Kathleen O., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. And thank you, everyone who shared today. Really excellent shares that I can all relate to. Suffered alcoholic torture. You know, I can think back to when I was really young. The food did torture me, and I suffered incredibly. I remember being in grammar school, and the bus for school would let me off right in front of this store where I could buy candy, and I would go around the house stealing change from wherever I could find it so I could buy this candy. And then I would put it in my desk, and instead of being able to focus on what was being taught, all I could think of was this big hunk in my desk and how I could sneak a bite of it, you know, while the nuns were teaching. I couldn't hear a thing they were saying because my mind was obsessed with this food and the, you know, this candy that I had. And I went through decades of this alcoholic torture. I mean, it is torture. This self-loathing, this hatred, waking up every morning, hating myself, swearing it off. I'm not going to do it again. And so we must believe. There's that, one of those must. And must believe that the body is as abnormal as the mind. Now, I knew my mind was crazy, but to realize, I mean, in hindsight, it's almost a no-brainer. If this food is making me want more, why don't I stop eating it? So to come into this program and know that there was a solution, all I had to do first was put down my alcoholic food and then get to work and have this spiritual awakening sufficient to bring about recovery to where today my life is happy. I can focus on what's going on around me. I do not want those foods anymore. And it's truly, truly a miracle. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathleen. Next we have Chaya P. And I should be able to take one or two more names. Go ahead, Chaya.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chaya P. I live in Denver, Colorado, and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, bulimic, and restrictor. And I really appreciate all the shares and very grateful to be here. And thanks so much for all the people that do service on this meeting. And I want to welcome anyone who's new. I love this meeting. I remember at its inception. And why? Because it's an OA meeting that is just true to what the OA program is, which is the 12-step program for overeaters and food-related behaviors, that applies the prescription that Alcoholics Anonymous, that the people in AA, that the first 100 people who got sober before there was an AA did. And that's what this is. That's what this is. This meeting is a meeting that just is really true to the origins of and the basic program of Alcoholics Anonymous for overeaters. And so it's so funny to me when people think it's something new or it's something different, or there's a special sponsorship or what have you. No, it's this is what the basic text is. This is what the medicine is. And I'm just really, you know, I was talking to a potential sponsee last night, and she's like, I don't know why I feel like I'm still tempted. I was like, we didn't do the medicine yet. You know, you didn't take the prescription. You're thinking about it. You're learning about it. But you haven't yet actually taken it, and taking it is the only way that we, and taking it is taking those steps. There's one more thing I wanted to say that I can't remember. I guess it wasn't important. But I'm just really great. Oh, I know. Last night I was on a meeting and someone asked about the vision food plan. And it was like, there's no vision food plan. It's the doctor's opinion, which is what we're talking about today, has the how we make a plan, right? For someone who's an alcoholic, you don't drink alcohol. That's what we need to eliminate, alcohol. For us, you know, what I had to do was identify what were the foods and food behaviors that were alcoholic for me, and I had to get really honest about it. And sometimes it was with iterations because I can't see what I can't see, and then have a plan of eating designed for me that supports abstaining from those foods and food behaviors. That's what it means for me to be sober in Overeaters Anonymous, and I'm extremely grateful. It's really simple. It's not special here. We're sticking to what the to the original thing, right? To the original thing. Thanks so much, Lenny. Sure. Share.
Thank you. Thanks, Kaya. We have time for one more share. Do I have somebody that would like to share we can do a 3-minute share.
Hi, this is Lorraine. May I share?
I heard three names. I'm sorry.
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Debbie.
Okay, Lorraine. Debbie, I'm sorry. I just have time for one more. But please join us again tomorrow. Lorraine, go ahead and share for us. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Lorraine E., and I'm from Washington State. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for the meeting. I have a lot of gratitude for it. The obsession of the mind and the allergy of the body, that combination for me was only something that could be remedied by a spiritual solution. That combination of having my mind and my body not react normally, not just to food, to life, to people, situations, problems, interactions, living. I didn't react not just normally to food. I had an abnormal reaction in my mind and body to life, to people. And I tried everything. I tried every human solution because I didn't want to come to this program, because if I came to this program, it was going to mean I would have to start following directions, challenging my ego and not doing things my own sick way anymore. And today I don't have to live like that. Today I'm recovered and food sober one day at a time, because of the solution in this book. It's kind of like what other people said. It's not a mystery. It's not a Rubik's Cube. It's just a set of directions. And if I follow them one day at a time, I'm recovered with my higher power through doing service. And if I don't do the directions, if I don't take my medicine, I'm right back into that illness. So I need all of you. And without all of you, I wouldn't just not be here. With my health problems, I'd be dead. So it's a gift now to do service. It's a gift to be on here. With that, I will pass. Thank you so much again for the meeting. And I'm Lorraine E. in Washington.
Thank you, Lorraine. And thank you so much to everyone who shared with us this morning. And thank you, Team Wednesday. It's been a wonderful month, and I appreciate all of you so very much. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Barbara W. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning again. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to me, and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Feel freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.